We're back on In Focus. News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, talking today with Chris Boxberger from Manhattan Area Technical College. And we're going to talk a little bit more here about some other topics. I wanted to ask you real quick on the Wamigo project. We heard a couple months ago here from Jim Jeanette that there is some expansion that they're looking into right now. And just kind of see where that's at in the process right now.
Absolutely. I don't know a whole lot just because it's – I'm sure there's more details always, but from what I know we are continuing to negotiate and try and secure a building out there. This is the first expansion, really, of Manhattan Tech's existence since 1966. So there's a lot of unknowns here. We've got a lot of great partners that have been helping us out with it. The Wamigo project is... It's really big for us, but also for the surrounding communities. It allows us to help students and industry partners that are out in St. Mary's and obviously Wamigo, but it also helps with the school. The school districts have asked us, Rock Creek, Wamigo, have asked us to come in. They see a value. We see a value, obviously, with getting those students. As we know, some upperclassmen in high school just typically don't know what direction they're going to go. And so if we can offer a few classes out there and kind of let these students explore, maybe that'll ignite the spark of, oh, okay, maybe this is what I want to do, or at least get them started so that after graduation, the question of, well, what am I going to do is already answered.
And I would imagine, you know, in an area like that, it might be more geared toward agriculture, possibly.
That's a great question. I know there's been a lot of discussion about what will go out there. To my knowledge, I don't think any specific program will be out there. I think this will be more of a career exploration kind of center. Obviously, we work well with any of our partners, and when they say, hey, we need this, we're going to figure out a way to do it. And that's probably one of the greatest parts of Manhattan Tech that I've learned being here now for a little over 2 years is when someone asks us, hey, we have a need for this. Can you do it? We don't have to wait for all these approvals. We do it. We get out there. We figure out what certifications are needed, what credentials, and we develop the curriculum and we get it out there.
It's definitely exciting. I know that you know, you don't have a lot of room to grow in Manhattan, but if you can expand and reach more people, then the sky's the limit with what you can offer.
Absolutely, yeah. I hope one day we can expand a little more on our campus. We're a little tight, as we were kind of discussing earlier. Our graduation ceremony is in the Kansas State Union Student Union Ballroom, just because we don't have space big enough, and K-State is a wonderful partner to work with. So.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good news, bad news situation there for you, for sure. As far as some other learning opportunities here, you have the Pearson View approved testing center. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So when the Adult Learning Center came over last year from the school district, MATC was able to continue the testing center. We have a regional testing center. It has now grown and it's kind of its own thing now. It is, yes, a Pearson View testing center. So that's great because that helps our students get their GED. GED is owned by Pearson View. But along with that, we also are able to give ICC, International Code Council test. So that's contractor certifications, fire inspectors, all these different certificates, CompTIA, Cisco, Linux, AT&T. We can even offer an Amazon Web Service certification, National Strength and Conditioning Association. We have the ability now to give national tests, and this is a huge step because a lot of times individuals in our area, partners, students, whoever, have to travel to Topeka or Salina, and that's – can be. It's fun to go to the big city sometimes, but it's nice to stay here in town and continue, don't have to take a whole day off of work. Along with the Pearson View, we actually have our testing centers become certified in so many other things. We are now an ETS testing center. It's Educational Testing Service. We can offer the complete Praxis series, so any teacher who's looking to either recertify or get their first teaching license can sign up for a test and take it right here on campus. We give the TOEFL test. That's the test of English as a foreign language. That test is a lot for international students, any international student, so they can get into K-State or get into Manhattan Tech. We give the CLEP test. This is a college credit by examination test. A lot of military will use that. That's a great program. The one that we are very proud of recently is our Prometric Testing Center. This allows for our ASE testing, which is our Automotive Service Excellence Certificate or RECERT. So any of our shops in the area or any of the dealerships, anybody who needs to be certified to be a mechanic can now test in Manhattan at Manhattan Tech. They don't have to go to Topeka. They don't take a full day off. So that's great.
Yeah, I know a lot of individuals use this. Do businesses use this maybe for like to – if they have employees already that they want to get certified and pay for the training perhaps?
Absolutely. And that's how this has grown so much is when we made the move over to Manhattan Tech already has a wonderful group of partners. These partners and business leaders have come to us and said, you have a testing center. We have these certificates that these students or our employees need to get. How can you help us? And we have a wonderful testing coordinator who goes out and she contacts all these companies and say, we want this. We have a need. And more times than not, we get those. And it's been great to see a lot of this stuff. And as I mentioned earlier, we can do like the Microsoft Office. We can do Adobe Certified Associate. We recently got a PSI contract, which is a big government one that can also, if you are looking to become a postal service employee, we can offer that test so that you don't have to wait on a waiting list with another testing center or go to another town. You can come right to campus.
That's great. Yeah. A lot of services maybe people aren't aware of here at Manhattan Tech.
Absolutely. And this is new. This is just something we've been trying to kind of spread the news about. And if there's anyone out there that, hey, there's a test that it's only offered in Topeka or Salina, come talk to us. Let's see if we can get it here in town. And we're trying to increase our community. We're trying to help everyone out. And we know that time is money. And we want to make sure that we're being as efficient as possible.
Well, I know that, I don't remember where I end up going, but I used to work in a fast food restaurant. And if you become a manager, they want you to get certified in food safety.
Yes.
Do you guys offer that at this point?
I'm not 100% sure. I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
But no, if any questions like that, you can contact the college. We can contact the testing center, and we can. Like I said, we'll do our best to get that exam. Sometimes they say, well, there's not a big enough need. Mm-hmm. And so what we do in that situation is we just reach out to all of our partners. That's how we got the ASC testing. We went around to a lot of the shops and said, is this a need for you? And they signed essentially a petition, and we sent that in, and they're like, oh, I guess there is a need.
Very good. Well, that's exactly what a technical college should be doing. It serves its business community. And
right.
And you mentioned you have a lot of partners. And, you know, I know that, you know, with unemployment being kind of low right now, a good problem to have. But your feeder program for a lot of these area businesses, not just Manhattan, but the region.
Really. Yes.
And so, you know, as far as that goes, there's always going to be a need here for good paid jobs. And we talked about that earlier here. And the low debt. I think that's the key thing.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing. We're not. If you asked any employee at MATC, faculty, staff, instructor, we're not in it for ourselves. We are solely here for our students. We're also solely here for our community. We are a community-based entity, and that's why this testing center has been one of our biggest links, is to go out, partner with everyone, and say, hey, let's do it here. Let's get them the industry credential, and if you have someone interested in your career field, well, send them to us and we'll train them.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the new year here, 2020. I don't know. Is it too late to sign up for classes for the spring at this point?
Absolutely not. No, we have open enrollment for the spring. We have a lot of seats open for our CNA program for our nursing. I definitely recommend getting on that list because it does fill up kind of quick. As soon as we come back from that new year, I think everybody goes off and visits family over the holidays, and they say, well, what are you going to do? And you're like, well, I don't know. Oh, I'll go enroll in a class real quick.
All right. Well, yeah, and the semester begins right after the new year, right?
Right. I believe new student orientation is January 16th, and then classes get rolling on the 21st.
Okay. So you have a little time, but not a lot of time.
Yeah, not a lot of time. But no, we all of our staff and everybody will be, like I said, we'll be back on the 6th. So if anyone and we're here till the 24th, so please stop by, say hi, and let's show you what Tech Ed can do.
All right, sounds good. Well, Chris, so we got just about a minute here left.
Sure.
What are you looking forward to here in the new year?
Oh, what am I looking forward to?
Yeah, either professionally or personally.
Oh no, you're fine. I'm excited for what this new year's going to bring. Just because there's a lot of things happening at the state level. There's a lot of things happening locally. Obviously, with NBAF coming in, with I see all kinds of construction projects all over town. So I'm excited to see Manhattan grow. I'm excited to see MATC grow, and I like to sit back and watch sometimes.
All right. Well, got to keep Dave in check this Saturday when he comes out and does the speech.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to give him the golden microphone and let him go.
I've got the first three paragraphs written here just within the last segment.
All right.
So you should be proud.
All right. Does it end with Go Bison?
It does not, but it may.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
That's not the phrase that I'm used to using. But I may plagiarize that.
Ah. Well, thank you for having me, guys.
You bet. Chris Boxberger again with MATC. Our guest here, and thanks to the USD 383 folks for being in here as well. Tomorrow is Chamber Day on In Focus. We'll have Jason Smith in from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Clark Howard is coming up after CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. And I guess